Welcome to the final Living Lutheran magazine, and we begin with the editor's note by Andrea Pullman Kulik, A Time to Celebrate. In keeping with the theme of this month's lead feature, our designer suggested using the ELCA magazine's first Christmas cover. Not surprisingly, after all these years, I didn't remember it. When the scan came, I dubbed it Christmassy. It sent it back in for layout. Only when the layout came back did I notice that the line said, "And nothing is the same again." And that was on the magazine cover, and I realized the irony of those words appearing on Living Lutheran's last print issue. Ironic, yes, but appropriate too in a world where nothing ever seems to stay the same. That needs the Christmas story more than ever. A world where Jesus comes amid all the changes, unrest, hunger, homelessness, pain, and injustice, to bring us hope and to do a new thing, from Isaiah 43:19. So in this last print issue and recorded issue, we are celebrating what was, what is, and the new possibilities to come. In our lead feature, we look at the legacy of the Church's print magazine, celebrating the ministry of many loyal servants who have shared stories of the Lutheran Church for decades. It's a legacy we will continue at livinglutheran.org. We also celebrate the work of ELCA members who serve their communities, such as seafarers, veterans, and our siblings in Christ in other countries. Again, these are our stories that will continue to be shared online. And of course, this month, we celebrate the birth of the Savior by providing Advent and Christmas resources and reflections. And lastly, we celebrate our loyal readers. The staff of Living Lutheran wishes you a blessed Advent and Christmas full of the hope, peace, and love given to us through the birth of the Christ child.